WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And Lara on WNYC. Now to your calls on single payer yes or single payer no. Rob on the Upper East Side. You're on WNYC. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I think, you know, if you want a good idea of what kind of health coverage we're going to get if you have single payer, I mean, just look at the public school systems and public housing projects. Do we really want the government doing the same thing for us in our health care that they've done for public housing?
So do you want to go to a market system, or do you like something like Edwards was describing, where everybody would be required to have health insurance and the government will help you pay for it if you are needy enough?
I think that would be an okay project, an okay system to help out the truly indigent, but to have a blanket single payer system, I think, would be a nightmare in the long run.
Rob, thank you. Sabora in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. Single payer, I think that health care should be accessible and free in the richest country in the world. Instead of spending $500 billion bombing people.
So not just available, but free, you're saying?
I think it should be free. I think our tax money should pay for it. I think there should be private care available to those who want to use it. But I think in general it should be free, and that students who are motivated to become healthcare professionals, doctors, who, you know, in that field, should also have free education. I think that college education should be free, but you have to pass a test.
Sabora, thank you very much. And George on the Upper West Side, single payer, yes or no?
No.
Because?
Number of reasons. First of all, if one looks at the few single-payer systems that exist in medical area, they don't work. In Britain, we're finding extremely long lines of people who have to get different kinds of operations. Most of the middle class in Britain now pays additional insurance, which makes their insurance about as expensive as ours. There are a lot of problems. First of all, you have a very complicated, diverse society. You have the fact that people, if they do it for free, there's no incentive for them to mind their own care for themselves, first of all. Secondly, to consider having to go someplace to have it done or whatever. In a sense, we are already practicing a method of having universal health care. The problem is that for the poor people in particular, it requires them to go to emergency rooms, which
right,
clogs up emergency rooms and is effectively bankrupting.
One follow-up. On the expense, We see report after report that says in Europe, they get health care with as good outcomes for less money.
Yes, they do spend less money. That's true. It's not. I'm not quite sure. I'm not Uwe Reinhardt or one of these experts in medical care of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
What I gather it has to do with is partly the way these things are structured in this country. We have both, in some cases, we have municipal hospitals in the larger cities. We have a large private hospital industry. And then we have this netherworld, these not-for-profit hospitals, which still have to somehow justify their financial existence and depend on a great deal of money from states and even from the federal government. Overlaying on all that, you have a lot of the research that goes on developing new methods, new devices, new drugs, and an incentive to have intelligent people working on developing those things which bring greater health to the whole world.
George, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. Lloyd in West Orange, single-payer yes or single-payer no?
absolutely single payer. And we already have it in this country. It's called Medicare, and it works absolutely better than any other private insurance. 1% overhead for Medicare as opposed to 35 to 40% overhead for every private insurance for everyone that's not on Medicare.
Now, here's what I think is an interesting devil is in the details question for the Edwards plan if he gets elected and he actually writes up legislation. He was emphasizing how it could wind up as a transition to single payer if consumers choose the government plan over the insurance company's plans. But will the government plan be the same as Medicare? Would it be that people could opt in to a Medicare for all kind of system, or would it be something else for non-Medicare recipients that would be put out on the private market to compete with the insurance companies? If we ever get that far, that might be what determines whether it becomes in effect single payer or not.
You know, I was there last night, and I didn't get a feeling from John Edwards that he wanted a single payer system in any way. And what John Edwards and what Obama and what Hillary are saying are we should give more subsidies to insurance companies, so basically that the government takes the people that really need health care, and the people that don't really need health care and can afford it, they'll go with the private systems. So the burden will once again get shifted on us, the taxpayer, because we won't have a true single-payer system. If we just go to a real single-payer system like Dennis Kucinich is advocating and he's introduced in the Congress with H.R. 676, then I think you'd see a much happier middle class, a much happier lower class. And perhaps maybe the upper class, the rich, won't like it, but they'll be able to buy and afford their own decent health care.
Lloyd, thanks for calling, and thanks for turning out last night.
Thank you.
Dan in Red Bank, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dan.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Single payer yes or single payer no?
Single payer no. I read, in the Times, I guess about 6 months ago, there was an article from about Blue Cross and Blue Shield in California where they made an analysis and found that really roughly 30% of medical costs were in last illnesses or in catastrophic illnesses. And I really like the idea that we have a free open market in the United States as opposed to some of those places in Europe and other places. And so I really like the idea that if the government's going to do anything here, it would be to protect against catastrophic illness and let the free market do its job. I don't see why we're losing faith in our free market system.
Now, what Edwards might say and what Kucinich would definitely say, and Cuomo, is that the free market doesn't work in this particular industry. And one of the reasons is that the insurance companies have almost in their corporate charter the mandate to maximize premiums and minimize payments. So they're always working against you.
Well, you know, I suppose that you know, I'm not dismissing that argument. I think that if we permit, if employers continue to have to cover, that employers also have some political power as well, and power with insurance companies, because already big employers are paying less for insurance than private people. So I think if you make that, if you make those kinds of requirements in that law, that there'll be negotiations on both sides.
And funny enough, the old Clinton plan in the 90s was to group the population into these giant regions of, you know, huge numbers of Americans who would then be able to negotiate with the private insurance companies, which would still have existed under her plan. But to have that kind of clout, but to get it out of the workplace. Who knows if we might not, funny enough, wind up returning to something like that at some point.
Well, I like this plan, actually.
Dan, thank you for calling. Interesting, like the Clinton plan better than single payer. Elaine in Rockland, single payer yes, single payer no?
Single payer yes, Medicare.
What do you say to the earlier caller who said, if we go to an all-government health insurance system, then we're going to have health insurance that looks like the public schools, that looks like public housing, that looks like the public hospitals, and that'll mean substandard for many, many people?
Well, you will have that if you have Republicans in office, because they certainly put in the wrong people who don't know how to run anything.
So you'd say...
Katrina,
you'd say, right. So you'd say it depends on who.
Right. Right now we need Medicare. Just like the Medicare is run now, it's the best run insurance in the United States.
Elaine, thank you for your call. And thanks to all of you for weighing in on single payer yes or single payer no. A follow-up to our interview with John Edwards from Cooper Union last night. Actually, Among the things we'll do next hour is another follow-up on something Edward said about the difference in punishment for people convicted of possessing crack cocaine as opposed to powder cocaine. So stay tuned for that. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.